The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, it really was a pico party in Terminal 2. There were huge crowds gathered, all in Cape Verde jerseys, Shamrock Rovers jerseys and Ireland jerseys. Yesterday, there was a huge homecoming in Cape Verde for the team, and Pico shared some pictures of that on social media. But I don't think he was really expecting the reception he got in Dublin Airport yesterday. Maggie Chambers was there to report on all. Maggie, it was pretty special, was it?
It was just amazing, Shane. Like, I can't really describe the atmosphere that was in Dublin Airport. The flight did come in a little bit late and crowds were just building the whole time. So a lot of his family and neighbours were there, but also some people who just happened to be arriving at the same time hung around to get a glimpse of him, a picture. And one thing that really stood out was the amount of young boys and girls in Shamrock Rover jerseys there.
That is worrying, all right, isn't it?
Not really. I think he's really, really inspired the younger generation. Obviously, a lot of younger people haven't seen Ireland in a World Cup, haven't seen Ireland at a major tournament, really. Yeah, so this was the closest thing they've gotten to it. I suppose we should start with the main man.
Yeah, let's. I know you're a big fan. I know you were saying to me, we were chatting just before during the break, and you were saying he took time to speak individually to every member of the media there.
I stayed up for the game on Friday night and I was slightly regretting it when I was in work on Saturday. But now I am delighted I stayed up because he was just a gentleman. Pico came in and his wife and child and his parents were in the arrival zone, sort of away from the media, to have a private moment with him and just be the first face he sort of saw when he arrived. Because I'd say he was extremely overwhelmed. What a reception to come back to. There was media everywhere. And I spoke with him afterwards and the real emotion coming from him was just overwhelm about the amount of people who showed up.
Pico, you've just arrived to an unbelievable reception. How are you feeling?
Yeah, look, it's amazing to say the people coming out here today is really overwhelming to say, just to make myself known and to welcome me home. Like, it really means the most. I wasn't expecting it. I knew there was had great support back here, like, but when you see it, it's completely different. It blows you away.
And the support from home, Ireland has sort of adopted Cape Verde as their second country. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's amazing to say. I grew up here, like, this is where I learned my trade. I played football here my whole life, so to sort of represent the League of Ireland and Ireland at that stage was amazing as well. I was saying the way they took the Cape Verde and Cape Verde took the Ireland, it was a match made in heaven.
And obviously it was disappointing on Friday night, but such a big achievement for the team. What was the overall feeling?
Yeah, I suppose like it will take a few days to sink in. After the game we were good because we were so close to maybe staying in the tournament, which was what we wanted. Like, but as this sort of does settle, you sort of realise like it's a bigger picture. Like we put Cape Verde on the map. We showed that a small nation can compete at that level. Like, and that was always the goal. Like, to show that we were there on merit and we were good enough to compete with some of the best teams in the world. And when you look at the teams we played, I think three of them won the World Cup before. Like, so, and we managed to stay unbeaten in 90 minutes, which was a great achievement for us.
And back to Shamrock Rovers now, the greatest league in the world. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I can't wait to be honest with you. I miss all the guys up there, like, and miss the fans as well. Like, so have one or two days off now with the lads from Malta, but I'm looking forward to getting back in the training and just a bit of normality.
And you can hear from that he really paid respects to both his Cape Verde roots, but as well as he is playing for Cape Verde, he doesn't dismiss his sort of Irishness as well. He's very proud of the League of Ireland, and he was just so willing to speak to everyone. Long after the media left, he was still there taking pictures, signing jerseys, and just generally chit-chatting to everyone. He was having normal conversations.
And you were chatting to members of his family as well?
Yes, I was. His family were just thanking everybody who showed up, and his mum Judy seemed in disbelief about the whole thing.
I still feel I'm looking in on this story unfolding. Unfortunately, it's come to an end now, but what a journey it's been. Absolutely amazing. And I think they did themselves proud. They performed so well on the largest stage in football. And to go out to the current champions in the way they did, almost taking it to penalties, it was a David and Goliath story. I mean, the underdogs, first time participants in the World Cup, and they've proved that they, definitely earned the place to be there.
Can you talk about what the support has been like from Ireland?
Oh, just amazing. I mean, just look at it here, all the people who have come out to welcome him home. It began with our neighbours sending him off to his training camp over 6 weeks ago now, and it just snowballed from there. And I think the way the team performed during their group stages just won the hearts of every football fan and supporters and footballers around the world. It just went global there, the talk of the World Cup. We were out and about on Saturday after the match against Argentina. Nobody was talking about Argentina. It was all about Cabo Verde. And I think Argentina, they didn't win the game. They survived that game.
Yeah, well said, Julie. Yeah, they did just about survive that game. Maggie, you were also speaking to Pico's dad too.
Yeah, his dad was... Obviously, his dad is where the Cape Verde roots come from. And his dad was decked out in a jersey, a scarf, a hat. The proudest man in the airport, I would say, at that time. Because obviously, we've all nearly heard at this stage that he was recruited through a LinkedIn message. I think that's the story of the World Cup as well.
It certainly is, yeah.
There was also just so many of his cousins and neighbours there too, also all in Cape Verde jerseys. I'd say the sports shops are sold out at this stage of the jerseys. His neighbours Angela and Noel Farrelly were there with their grandson Joe Cody, who had a sign saying Pico Verde. And they were just so excited to spend some time with Pico over the next few days.
Oh, so excited. I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, it's just amazing that he played in the World Cup and I can't wait to see him again.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him again.
And you're neighbours with him. What does it mean to have such local representation playing up against Messi?
Sure, what about Messi playing up against Pico? That's what we feel.
It's just amazing. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I just seen a photograph on one of the YouTube, wherever it was, where they had somebody saying the GOAT and Messi.
And the celebrations now, they'll be going on for how long?
Oh, I hope to go on forever, because he deserves it. He was just super.
Yeah, just amazing again. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be heading off to the match now for Malta, because they're already gone over. So we look forward to seeing him against Rovers next Tuesday up in Tala. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a few well-earned days off. And of course, it was a big story for the League of Ireland as well, Mikey.
Absolutely. To the left of the arrivals gate, there was just droves of people in Shamrock Rovers jerseys. I think even not... Shamrock Rovers supporters sort of hopped on the train because it is one of their own. People who support the League of Ireland are diehard fans and obviously call it the greatest league in the world. So they were all just happy to have some sort of representation there. One person made him hold a home farm scarf reluctantly.
he definitely wouldn't have held a bow scarf, that's for sure.
So I spoke to some of them and they were like... They were all just so passionate about the League of Ireland and how Pico showcased the talent that it has.
Yeah, we're extremely proud of it, but not surprised in the slightest given the levels he's been playing at the last number of years. This is a great league, a lot of super players in it, not always recognised for the players that they are, but they're well able to go toe-to-toe on the world stage.
Yeah, I agree. I think Pico's a great player and he's shown a good standard over the years. So yeah, we're proud of him.
And is he inspiring the younger generation? Obviously, there was no Ireland at the World Cup.
Yeah, I'd say so. He was almost representing Ireland, even though he was playing for a different country. A lot of Irish people were supporting Cape Verde because they support Shamrock Rovers. So he's just kind of representing the whole league.
Do you think he helped put the League of Ireland back on the map where it deserves to be?
Oh, absolutely. As I said, people often call it the greatest league in the world, and sometimes it's tongue-in-cheek, but there's an element of truth in it as well. You see, people here, it's all about community, this league. We're proud of our guy and delighted to have him back.
Yeah, well said. Much to be proud about. He seems like a really great lad. Good occasion all round out at the airport, Maggie.
It was just brilliant, Shane. I do think everyone sort of came together for this, and just his neighbours and his family showing up really showed the community aspect of it all. Everyone I spoke to just really reiterated how amazing it has to have all this good news surrounding them the last couple of weeks. His family were also just so grateful to everyone who showed up. And they also kept mentioning Aer Lingus. They flew them out for...
Yeah, fair play to Aer Lingus for doing that.
They were absolutely delighted about that. I think they were just so happy to have witnessed the huge occasion. Obviously, it would have been so disappointing to miss it.
Yeah, definitely. Maggie Chambers, thank you indeed for that report. And well done to Pico Lopez. He represented both Ireland and Cape Verde exceptionally well. And they came damn close to knocking out Argentina, no doubt about that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.